Log Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Kim Ravita of Kim Ravita Coaching, and today is Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita. I'm coming to you from my studio outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm very excited to be with you here today. The goal for the show is to give you a place to learn how to live your best life in a way that is pleasing to you, to everyone involved, and as authentically as you can, so that you have more joy, happiness, and satisfaction in your life. And before we begin, as always, I'd like to take a moment to thank my executive producer for Life Coach Radio Networks, Russ Terry. He's the voice you hear at the beginning, for creating an amazing community of over 40 coaches. And we have the privilege of broadcasting on 3 networks: Life Coach Radio Network, where we are today, Life Coach Chat Channel, and International Life Coach Radio. And I've had the pleasure of being a part of Russ's movement since 2013. For more information on us, you can check out our website at lifecoachradionetworks.com. So, as many of you know, coaching follows a certain process, and that process allows people to tap into their inner purpose and passion, and it allows them to connect with their outer goals and strategies. And so we help people bring about extraordinary and substantial results. Coaching helps to shift energy, and often it's shifting from negative to positive, or I can't to I can, so that the client achieves amazing results and gets what they want out of their life. And it's very easy to, I just had a great conversation with some friends the other day, and one was given some, I'm going to say advice, but what she said was, well, you should blah, blah, blah. And we said, yeah, you know what, that's a really great idea. And she's like, yeah, I'm really great at giving advice, I'm not so great at following it. And it really is true. And so my response is, well, that's why people hire me. And that's why I hire a coach, so I get to where I want to go. And so before we get into our exciting topic of 5 steps to success, which I purposely chose for December since we're ending the year of 2014 and moving into a new year, I want to give you the call-in number to join. If you'd like to join the discussion or ask a question or, you know, pose a new point of view, the number to call in to speak with me is 646-716-9397. Again, that is 646-716-9397. So just a little bit about me in case this is the first time you're listening to me here on the network. I am Kim Ravita. I'm the owner and founder of Kim Ravita Coaching, kimravita.com, and I am a certified profit-first professional and a small business secret weapon coach. I work with women in business to take a customized approach to create a business that fits their lifestyle, has them seeing a monthly profit, and operating from a position of confidence so that they experience more success and less stress. By partnering with and supporting my clients, I help them make desired changes that they want to have in their business and in their lives. I teach my clients that they do not have to settle for what is and that they can have the life and business of their dreams. I do many things for my clients, but some of the things that they tell me over and over again is that I help them find clarity, peace of mind, and empowerment so that they can let go of the guilt, their crappy negative thinking, and excel in having a life that they feel they are leading rather than being led alone, led around. My approach is to partner with my clients through group programs, private one-on-one coaching programs, and workshops to help them focus on solutions that bring them amazing results. Through step-by-step systems and processes, I help them know exactly what they want, figure out exactly what action steps to take that will bring them their results. I help my clients create a win-win environment, which fosters an attitude of empowerment, doing what is enjoyable and seeing extraordinary results in rapid time. I recently received my Small Business Secret Weapon certification. I studied with Mark Ludeman of Small Business Secret Weapon Companies, and as a Small Business Secret Weapon coach, I provide the most powerful strategies and philosophies geared towards creating unlimited success for small business owners. I show business owners how to be one of the 2% to highly succeed using techniques and philosophies that 98% of all business owners don't know. My clients are ahead of the game and create prosperous businesses that keep on growing. And so that's why I chose the topic today of 5 steps to success. And I use it in my business coaching, and we call it the 5 secret weapon steps to unlimited prosperity. But one of the things that I also do, not only just business coaching with my clients, but because we take our lives everywhere, there is some fair amount of life coaching that goes on. And while I get very specific with my business clients in their business, we also create 5 secret steps for success in a general sense. And so I wrote an e-zine last month which took a look at the 5 steps. And so I thought I'd like to expand on that, because sometimes seeing it written and then hearing it can actually make more of an impact. So if you're listening here and you think you might want to receive a copy of that e-zine, please let me know at kim@kimrovita.com, and I'm very happy to send that to you. So what are the 5 steps? Well, I'm going to get very basic, and then I'll get very clear. So the 5 steps are purpose, plan, action, a desire to accomplish, faith, belief, and confidence. And there's a bonus step, which I'll get to shortly. But when talking about the 5 secret weapon steps to unlimited prosperity, more specifically, a summary of them is, 1, there must be a definiteness of purpose. 2, you must create a well-thought-out, organized plan or blueprint. And this will map out the action required to achieve your definiteness of purpose. Number three, is the most powerful force in the universe is taking right action in the present. And I'll explain a little bit more as we go through the call today. 4 is you must have an unwavering, burning desire to accomplish your definiteness of purpose. And 5, you must have an unrelenting faith and belief that you will accomplish your definiteness of purpose. Self-doubt is not an option and must never be present. So what does this mean? Well, in terms of business, it means maybe having a, I don't know why I just said maybe, it does mean having a clear plan, a clear outline. You know, what is it you're going to do? What is the purpose? What is it you want to do? What end results do you wish to have? And then creating a plan out of that. And so one of the things that we work with is creating a success statement. And a success statement is your outcome, what it is you want. So a lot of times we'll do a 1-year plan, a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan. But I also like to break them down. So the 1-year plan is, you know, pretty big, right? It's a whole year. What are you going to do for the whole year? By December 31st, 2015, I will have done, I will attain and what it is you will. And then, of course, you know, the blueprint, that plan number two is creating those steps, looking at the action steps. And by doing that, you want to, again, create a mini plan. So, you know, we all know what a to-do list is, and it really is a plan. It's an action step. What will I do next? The trouble with the to-do list is we put this big all-encompassing thing, let's say, clean house. And that's great. Okay, we sort of know in our heads what clean house means, but there's more than likely a room that needs to be cleaned first. So let's say it might be kitchen, clean kitchen. And so great, what are you going to do with that? You might, you know, wash the counters, wash the floor, wash the walls, wash the windows. And by creating those steps, and let's say you have an hour on a Saturday, well, clean kitchen, if that's all it encompasses, are you able to do that in that time frame? So that actually is interesting because that really leads to that step of number three, which is the most powerful force in the universe, is taking the right action in the present. So if you've chosen to create, to do cleaning of the kitchen, and you only have an hour before it's time to get ready to go out for dinner or pick up your child from a play date or your spouse is coming home or you're going to see a client, then is it feasible that that will all get done? No. And so then you'll feel frustrated because you didn't get to the whole thing. But you really hadn't laid out what it really was, so it was challenging enough just to know what you're going to do. So that speaks to that step one of the definiteness of purpose. So the purpose is clean the kitchen. Why? You want to have a nice clean kitchen. It might be, you might be looking at it going, oh boy, I can't believe I've been, letting this go, or whatever it happens to be. And in a business sense, we tend to measure income. We tend to measure revenue, sales. Okay, so how many sales do you want to have? Well, it's all fine and good to say I want to have $100,000. Well, how will you get there? What action steps will you take? Because until you know, there's no way that you'll be able to reach your goals without a lot of starts and stops. Having that plan gives you the direction. The most easiest way I can probably explain it here is when you get in a car, say you're going to travel. I recently, when I went and did my small business secret weapon coaching, I drove to Maryland. Well, I went armed with a map, and I did directions on the computer. I printed those out, and I also had my phone. I didn't just get in the car and say, okay, I'm going to travel to Maryland. Right? So I had my purpose. My purpose was to get there and to get there in one piece. And then I had my action plan or my blueprint. I had my step two. And then I had my, most powerful force in the universe is taking the right action in the present step, the race. So I was, on the right road in the present. And if I happen to take a wrong road or override the GPS or think this is the way that I need to go, I was able to course correct. And I also had an unwavering burning desire to accomplish my definiteness of purpose of getting to Maryland, right? And I had faith and belief that I would accomplish that. So I didn't have any doubt in that I was going to get there. I may have doubted that I, thought it was going to take longer than I had originally anticipated, but I still kept on moving forward through my plan. And the beauty of it is I kept going back to step one, my definiteness of purpose. What's my purpose? Getting to Maryland. And then I kept referring back to my action plan, which was my map. I kept looking at it. And so that's what I really want to stress here, whether it's in business or in life. I know a family who every year at the end of the year on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, they sit down and they have a plan for their family and what they want to accomplish in the year. What vacations do they want to take? They have a family meeting, a family gathering, and they make it a party. They have food. They allow the kids to, say what they want to do, and they have conversation or a conference, if you will. They like to call it a conference. It's kind of fun. And they talk about, okay, you know, what do we want to do? What time do we want to take off? What holidays do we want to celebrate? Do we want to have people come here? Do we want to travel? What is it we want to do? So they create their definiteness of purpose, and they actually create a theme, which I think is fabulous. To have a theme, and I've done that with some of my clients in creating a theme of, you know, the year. How is the year going to go? And one woman I was working with, she was starting her business from scratch, and she left her corporate job, and she had a theme of expansion. She had a theme of flying, of freedom. And so she really took it to the next level and created, she was an artist on the side. She liked to do that for her hobby, her free time. And so she created this beautiful bird in the air. And so everything that she would do, she envisioned herself feeling that freedom. And at the end of the year, she knew what she wanted to have, which was the start of a business that would grow. You know, she had her year, 0 to 1 year plan, and then her 5 year plan, 10 year plan. Not obviously set in stone, but she knew where she was going. And so it kept moving her forward. So her, you know, her definiteness of purpose was very clear to her. And then she laid out her action plan. She had her success statement for the year. In addition to, she made a success statement for Q1, quarter one, so the first 3 months of the year. And you can do that as a family or individual. And 2, 3, and 4. And while she didn't know exactly what was going to happen in 3 and 4, she outlined it. She sort of sketched it out, if you will, and getting closer to it, she was able to see exactly what she was going to do. And the beauty of that was she also left space for things to come into her life. And so her goal really was to replace half of her salary. And her, she had a pretty big salary working in corporate. And so by the end of that first year in business, she wanted to have replaced half of that salary. And she was able to do that because of her action steps, because of her plan. And when the plan sometimes didn't work, as it often does in life, right, we have to learn to be flexible. We sometimes say, oh, I'll forget this. Well, when her plan didn't work, she was able to go back to her definiteness of purpose and see her motivation. And that was what helped her keep going. Now I'm going to share with you the bonus step, which is the power of auto-suggestion will help guide you to your path to success. So what that means is, and it's quite interesting, and some of you might already know what I'm talking about, and some of you might not, but what it means is that as you take action and complete things on your action list, on your to-do list, your tasks, things begin to happen. You might run into someone who can help move you closer to your goal. You might get an unexpected but needed surprise. You might think that you're going to do a conference or go to a networking event and something comes up to change your mind, and or you can't go for whatever reason, you have a flat tire or whatever the reason, your sick child, whatever it happens to be, and then all of a sudden something else happens that wouldn't have happened had you not been in the place you were in the place, if you had not been in the place where you were. So if you had gone to the networking event, perhaps you weren't there to pick up the telephone or you weren't checking email at the moment a person emailed you and said, do you have 5 minutes? I have a really great opportunity for you. And if you're not there, I have to move to the next person. So that's that bonus step 6. The power of auto-suggestion will help guide you to your path to success. And so when we look at the end of a year or the end of a month or a week or project or whatever it happens to be, a new beginning, you know, because new beginnings start every day, we can look to our 5 secret steps to begin to plan out what is next. And when we begin to plan out what is next, we have an amazing opportunity to be in choice, to choose what it is we want for our lives and for our businesses. So having the secret weapon success statement, which incorporates the five secret weapon steps to unlimited prosperity, by blank of blank, I will have or attain whatever it is you want. For this to happen, I will spend as much time as needed to, and then you will state what you'll spend as much time as needed to do, and then you begin to list your action steps. So if it is grow a business, it may be something as simple as look into incorporating, look into becoming an LLC. What are the, you know, tax laws in my state? Do I have any city obligations, town obligations? What am I going to call the business? Do I need to hire somebody to help me, whether it be a business coach, a tax attorney, a business lawyer, whatever it happens to be? So you list all the steps and begin to put together that plan. I've worked with many people who, when I've asked them what their business plan is, I get silence or I get a blank stare. I get stammering. Well, I think a lot of us have been brought up to believe, you know, a business plan is this big, long document. And for some of us and some businesses, yes, it is. Absolutely. If you are going for financing, you absolutely have all the pieces in place for that. But for you alone, you don't need to have that, but you do need to have a well-thought-out, organized action plan or blueprint that will map out the action required to achieve your definiteness of purpose. Because if you don't, any road will lead you to somewhere, and it's usually somewhere you aren't planning to go. So very much like my trip to Maryland with my map, I knew where I was going. Now, had I ever been there before? No. Had I ever driven down that far by myself? No. Usually you go with somebody, right? You have a co-pilot. I didn't. My co-pilot was my navigation and my map. And, you know, my empty seat that I sometimes would talk to. Am I on the right road? I hope I'm on the right road. I don't know. This doesn't feel like it's on the right road. But I had my plan. So even though I had never, ever done this before, I knew I would eventually get there. And I got to see some great, I went through Pennsylvania, which I had never been through before, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful countryside, and I was able to reach my goal, my purpose, at the end. So that was a very small, small piece of that. So when you look at creating a plan, if let's say you're single and you want to, you know, meet somebody next year, well, what are you going to do to meet somebody? They don't just drop out of the sky, very much like clients, right? They just don't drop out of the sky. We have to take action. We as humans have to take action. We have to. We are the one responsible for our happiness in our life. Only us. And we're to blame if we don't have what we want in our life. It is up to us. There's a saying, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. So if it's meant to be that you have a partner and you want a partner, it's up to you to go out and find one. You know, if you want a better relationship, you need to be the one to create a better relationship. If you want a dream job, you need to be the one to create a dream job. If you want more money, you need to be the one to create more money. And you notice I'm using the word create here. That's because you get to create what you want. It all starts with you. And that can be a scary, scary concept. You know, for some of us, it's like, yahoo, I get to have a choice. I get to have a say. I'm so excited. And for others, it can be a permission granter. Because some of us have been brought up in that, oh, I didn't know I could. But understand that no one can make us happy. No one person can make us happy. No one person can give us joy or help us feel better about ourselves. Only we can do that. And in order to do that, we must know what we want and how to get it. And that's where the plan comes in. Creating the blueprint, that roadmap, and what you will do in order to get what you want. You know, I've said this probably, I think, on my show and in other shows, and I say it quite frequently in my written contents, but if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And when you operate blindly, you're operating without purpose. So I'm going to say that again, just going to reverse it. Without a purpose, you're operating blindly. And so let's go back to if you want to have a mate, a partner, a spouse, a friend even. Well, what are you going to do in order to get that? And it might sound kind of different, weird, strange to map it out. But if you use the 5 secret steps, what's the purpose? The purpose is to find a mate. Great. Well, what are you going to do to get that? So what action steps are you going to take? Are you going to go and sign up for dance lessons? Are you going to go, when I was growing up, I remember some of the girls were signing up for auto mechanic classes because that's where the men were. You know, that's fabulous. They knew, okay, this is where the men are. This is where I'm going. You know, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant strategy. So there's the plan. And then now you have to take the right action in the present. So you actually have to go and you have to do. You signed up. Now you have to go and do. And you have to put yourself out there. You have to meet people. You have to talk to people. You have to get out there. You have to have that unwavering, burning desire to accomplish your purpose. And you have to have that faith and belief that you will accomplish it. And not have the self-doubt. And a lot of us take ourselves out of the game with self-doubt. We don't have the confidence to go forward. So, okay, you know, we got the plan. Yay, I'm gonna be married by 2015. I'm going to find the right partner by 2015. I'm going to get a new friend by the end of 2015. And here's my plan. I'm going to join a meetup. I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to take dance lessons. I'm going to find those places where my people will be. And then you're taking the action, you're signing up, you're putting the money down, you're putting it in your calendar, and you have the desire, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, step 5 comes, which is you must have an unrelenting faith and belief that you will accomplish your definiteness of purpose. And all of a sudden, self-doubt shows up. And now you're stuck. And now you're the brakes go on. Oh my God, I can't do this. Oh my God, I feel like a fool. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. And all of the icky feelings come up. We call them gremlins. They talk you out of things. You know, who do you think you are? You don't know how to dance. Why did you sign up for a dance class? You don't even like the gym. Why would you sign up for Why would you sign up at the gym? All these things start to come up. So then you stop. And you don't take that step forward. And so then you don't, unfortunately, get the benefit of bonus step 6, which is the power of auto-suggestion that helps guide you to your path to success. So what if you were to go? What if you were to say, okay, I don't know about this, but you know what? I'm going to give it a go. I'm not going to doubt myself. I'm going to trust. I'm going to go back. And I'm going to have that faith and belief. Just imagine what can happen. And then you go right to step 1, which is your motivation, that definiteness of purpose, finding a mate, finding a partner, finding a spouse. And so you can see how you can take each of this for any of your activities. I have a person who is time challenged. Stuff just appeared papers and appointments and things to do, and he could never seem to get on top of it. And he'd create a plan and a plan and a plan and so forth and so on. But what was happening for him is he actually was stuck on step five in that he didn't have the confidence that he would follow through. And so self-doubt was there. So even though he set up all these great systems for himself and strategies, he, underneath it all, his you can't do that gremlin was showing up. You've never done it before. How much do you think you're going to do it now? And so he was very stuck in that respect. And so, you know, we worked through that, part of being a coach, helping somebody see that they don't see, and creating a different strategy in order to be able to come out on top. And he was really looking to ramp up his business and take his business to the next level. And he was working a lot of hours that was being taken away from his family, and he was missing a lot of things. And he wasn't necessarily reaping the rewards of the money because he was spinning his wheels quite a bit. So we restructured. He went back to the five secret steps, and he restructured his definiteness of purpose, and then created that action plan that allowed him to tap into what he was confident in. So that step five, he had that unrelenting faith and belief that he would accomplish his definiteness of purpose. And so then he began to see the benefits of the bonus step, and all these things started coming to him, and he actually ended up having a young lady come and be an intern for him because she wanted to learn the ins and outs of a business and running a business. And all she wanted to do, it was quite beautiful actually, because he was going to pay her, but she said, nope. She said, I want to really sit and learn and not take that exchange of money. If in the end I really enjoy it and I wish to stay on, then we can talk about compensation. And so she actually didn't stay on. She became his business partner. So she bought into his business, and they started to create a very lucrative six-figure business together. And they used their five steps because he had taught her the five steps. And she was fabulous with creating success statements for many projects, many plans, and he then, you know, was able to learn from her. So she learned from him and he learned from her, and it was very beautiful. So that purpose is really key when we are getting trapped or stuck or, you know, not seeing an end result or not seeing the end or feeling as if it's not going to come to fruition. And so each of the steps we can refer back to, and they're a beautiful motivator. I use them quite a bit, but my clients who wholeheartedly embrace this, use it for themselves every day, they will look at those five steps. They keep those five steps out. And a lot of times, in our coaching calls, I'll ask them, I want to hear what went really well this week, and I want to hear what you would have liked to have done better. And usually the things that they would like to have done better is they lost track of keeping track of their steps, their five steps to unlimited prosperity, because it is that nice. It holds your hand, so to speak, because you it's right there. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to think. It is right there. It's already there for you, which is absolutely amazing. So I want to just take a little bit of a break to share with you that Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Revita, Five Steps to Success podcast, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. And Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing me on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a one-month free trial of the service. And there's two books I'd like to recommend to you today that relates to our topic. And you can get both of these on audible.com. The first one is The Law of Success, written by Napoleon Hill. And it is narrated by Joel Fuentes. The Law of Success is the golden key to Hill's thought. His complete and unabridged mind power method for achieving your goals. So again, that one is The Law of Success, written by Napoleon Hill. And another book that you can get on audible.com is The Game of Life and How to Play It. The Game of Life and How to Play It. And this book is written by Florence Scovel Shinn, S-H-I-N-N, and it is narrated by Dixie Glassman. And this audiobook has inspired thousands of people around the world to find a sense of purpose and belonging. It asserts that life is not a battle, but a game of giving and receiving. And whatever we send out into the world will eventually be returned to us. And you can get either of these books for free if you sign up at our URL, which again is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. So I loved that when I was picking some recommendations to share with you today. I loved that it asserts that life is not a battle, but a game of giving and receiving. And so as a coach, I have a lot of people come to me and are in a very negative mindset. And in my training, we call that catabolic energy. And catabolic energy can look like, I suck. Why me? I knew it. Why bother? It can also look like anger. So you can be either a victim, you can be very angry. And it is a battle. It's a battle for some people, and it's a struggle, and they wonder why stuff doesn't happen for them. This person did that to them, or can you believe she said this to me? And there's a lot of, and I'm inflecting a voice to it and a tone to it because that's what it is. There's a lot of, I can't think of another better word, but venom. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of feelings of being put out, be put upon. Can't believe it. And all of that. And imagine if you were to look at life as a giving and receiving and what you put out. You know, and we all have energy. We all put it out there. We are not always aware of it, which is why when I work with my clients in my Platinum programs, I do an energy leadership assessment, and it's quite eye-opening for people to see where their energy is on a bad day or a not-so-great day and how they can begin to raise that up so they're not in that frame of mind of, I can't believe she did that to me. And if they then go there, then they do take that step back and say, okay, hold on a second here. It is how I choose to respond to this. That is the secret. It is how I choose to respond to this, right? And you heard me say a little while ago that we are the one responsible for our own happiness. We are. That's it. Us. So if you want to blame somebody because someone pushed your button and you got mad, it isn't them. I have news for you. And it's kind of hard to take and it's kind of hard to embrace, but it's always, always you. You always have the choice and how you'll respond. Now, a lot of us respond unconsciously. We just do it. It's a reaction. We go right into a reaction. Somebody makes a face, we immediately react. So I actually just asked a client of mine to pay attention to things that she says automatically or she hears people say automatically in response to something. And that got me thinking. And I can't tell you what happened because I just gave this to her last week. So when I speak to her next week, I'll find out what she found out with it. But that got me to thinking, I'm sure I do it too. So how about you? Is there things that you, or are there things that you respond to or react to automatically? And I'm sure you've had this happen before. You say something, somebody says something, you say something, you think to yourself, why did I just say that? Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. I worked on a big firm in Boston, and, you know, would get in the elevator and, you know, just pleasantries, hi, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And inevitably, the talk turned to weather. Oh, it's so cold out. Oh, it's so hot out. Anyway, sometimes it was, you know, oh, it's a perfect day. Oh, it's so beautiful or something like that. But it was always the weather. And I said, you know what? I'm bound and determined. And I'd say it just automatically. Oh, it's so nice out. Or, oh, I can't believe how cold it is. And I was noticing I would always go to the negative. It's cold. It's raining. Oh, my God, it's so windy. And so I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to change this. I'm going to try not to talk about the weather. Or if I talk about the weather, it's going to be in a more positive. And it was really challenging. And so what I recognized was I continuously went to that negative viewpoint. And I would say, I can't believe I just said that. I wanted to change how I was coming across. I didn't want to go into that negative mindset. And so it did take some time, absolutely, and I didn't know nearly all that I know now about my energy levels and my anabolic energy levels and my catabolic energy levels, and it's would have definitely helped if I did. But looking at responses, reactions, and are we the ones who, by virtue of how we say things, eliciting responses or reactions in other people? And so when you can look at that and say honestly, being really honest with yourself, yeah, I hear myself with a tone. I see you didn't put the dishes away again. Well, is that going to elicit a, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I meant to. I forgot. Or is it going to elicit, I don't have time, and then start a big argument? So only you are responsible for the happiness in your life. And only you are responsible for what happens. And I'll have people who will argue with me, well, I didn't, you know, want to get sick, or I didn't want to break my leg, or I didn't want this, I didn't want that, and so forth and so on. And I'm not saying things aren't going to happen. It's life. We don't have a script, right? But in the game of giving and receiving, as opposed to battle, well, you didn't, but it's what happened. So now what? You can stay in that feeling of, I can't believe this, why me, that level one victim energy, that level two angry energy, or you can take it a step forward. And that brings us back to the five secret weapon steps, the five steps to success. Okay, what is your purpose? Is your purpose to be down and out and unhappy? I'm going to go on a limb here, a very long limb that's thin, and say, no, you don't want to be unhappy. You want to be happy. So just simply, you know, okay, the purpose. I want to feel happiness. Okay, great. So now what's the plan for you to feel happy? You have the broken leg or the whatever. Okay, I get it. That's not going to make you happy. But what might make you happy? Creating the plan. You know, maybe you have a friend over every Friday afternoon for tea, and they'll make the tea for you. Maybe you watch your favorite TV show. There's always little things that we can do that can bring us back to a feeling of happiness, a feeling of our, you know, getting back to purpose. I have one client, and one day she called me up and she was like, Kim, I can't believe this. I just can't get out of my own way. And I said, okay, great. What is your purpose for today? Oh, my purpose. I completely forgot about that. And so she said, okay, my purpose is to, and she wanted to build her business and take one action step every single day toward her goal. And she had her action plan laid out. And so when I said that, I know what I need to do. Bye. And she hung up. And she sent me an email later. She said, that got me right back on track. So we tend to get into a loop, if you will, and a spiral downward, and we think we can't pull ourselves out. But I'm here to tell you that we can. And if you can remember that you are the one responsible for happiness in your life, that there's only you to blame if you don't have what you want in your life, you will remember that you can create what you want. Because again, it all starts with you. So, before I continue on, I also want to share with you, we've got fabulous networks and we've got a bunch of other amazing shows that are coming up. And so I want to make sure that I share with you that tomorrow, Thursday, December 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Life Coach Radio Networks, which is the network we're on today, we have How to Create a Lasting Influence. And this is with Divya Parikh and Dr. Keller. Their guest, Karen, will share her expertise in creating a lasting influence that will help you succeed in any facet of life. And I think this is great because this just plays right into the five secret steps. So join them tomorrow at December 11th at 8 p.m. and piggyback on what you have learned here today. And then over on Life Coach Chat channel, we have Reclaiming Space, How to Incorporate Self-Care into Your Everyday Life. And this is with Tracy K. Pierce, who will interview transformational wellness coach and yoga teacher Amy McDonald. Amy will show you how you can start incorporating self-care into your everyday life, even if it seems like there isn't time for one more thing. And that is on Friday, December 12th at noon Eastern. Again, that's Friday, December 12th, noon Eastern. And each of these shows seems like it's going to be a nice flow from one into the other. And then there's one more I want to share with you because I think it's going to be very impactful. On Sunday, December 14th, here on Life Coach Radio Network, we have a show, and it's called 2015 Goals. And I'm not sure of the time specifically, but if you log on to Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio, you'll be able to find that. That is on December 14th, and that is the Sunday. It's right in the middle of the month, so I think it's perfect. So you can start to plan out your goals, because when you have your goals, then you're going to get to be able to do your success statement. You have your five secret steps. And you'll have your goals, and then you can just put your steps right into, or you can put your goals rather, right into those goals. The purpose, the plan, the action, desire to accomplish, faith and belief, and confidence, and that bonus step of auto-suggestion. Meaning when you take action and complete your to-dos and tasks, stuff starts to happen. So I think it's a fabulous, there's always so much great stuff that happens at the end of the year that can help project you forward, propel you forward. So being clear, mindful of where you want to go. You know, maybe this year wasn't a great year for you. You know, I've heard people say, 2014 wasn't very good. You know, and they look at it, overall. And while I understand their feelings and see that some people feel, you know, do feel that way. What didn't go well? What did go well? Where were you to blame? Where were you not at the cause? Where were you at the effect of everything? You get to be at the cause. And our perspectives are very important. And are you having an anabolic expectation or perspective, which is a positive mindset, or are you having a catabolic mindset, which is that negative? OK? constricting mindset. So if there's one thing I think I'd like to leave you with is to think expansion or contraction. Where are you in expansion in your life, and where are you in contraction? And if you're in contraction, where can you expand it just a little bit? And you can take the 5 secret steps and create a plan. Create your purpose. Create a plan. Taking the right action in the present. Having that unwavering, burning desire to accomplish. Your unrelenting faith and belief and confidence. And realize the bonus step of the power of auto-suggestion that will help guide you to your path to success. And so maybe right now, take out a piece of paper or maybe just note in your head or on your phone or computer where, what area of your life would you most like to change? You know, when I work with people, I work with a life wheel, and they go through and they rate where they are satisfied in their life. And it isn't always the least satisfied area that gets the work first, that they start to pay attention to first. It's the most important. So where in your life, whether it be family, relationships, business, career, health, money, finances, any other area, where is it you would like to see the most change? By next year, this time, what would you like to have happen? And so just write that down. And if you're interested, speaking of the life wheel, if you're interested in, you can get them pretty much anywhere. I do have a blank one with categories that you can fill in specifically. If you would like to have that, please email me at kim@kimravita.com and just put life wheel in the subject line. So in the event it goes into my spam, which I do check because stuff does get there, then I'll know that you came in through Blog Talk Radio, and I will get that to you right away so you can begin to plan out your 2015. You'll be able to attend the 3 shows that I shared with you today on our other networks and be able to create what you really want to have in your life. So with that, I think I've offered a lot of information to digest. And let me just go over the summary of the 5 secret weapon steps to unlimited prosperity in full. Step 1 is there must be a definiteness of purpose. There must be a definiteness of purpose. Step 2. You must create a well-thought-out, organized action plan or blueprint that will map out the action required to achieve your definiteness of purpose. You must create a well-thought-out, organized plan of action or blueprint that will map out the action required to achieve your definiteness of purpose. Step 3. The most powerful force in the universe is taking the right action in the present. The most powerful force in the universe is taking the right action in the present. Step 4, you must have an unwavering burning desire to accomplish your definiteness of purpose. You must have an unwavering burning desire to accomplish your definiteness of purpose. Step 5, you must have an unrelenting faith and belief that you will accomplish your definiteness of purpose. Self-doubt is not an option and must never be present. You must have an unrelenting faith and belief that you will accomplish your definiteness of purpose. Self-doubt is not an option and must never be present. And our bonus step 6, the power of auto-suggestion will help guide you to your path to success. The power of auto-suggestion will help guide you to your path to success. And remember to complete your success statements for 2015, as well as any other success statements for each little mini project or mini goal that you wish to have. Oh, so that was a lot of information for you to digest. If you need to re-listen to the audio, please feel free to do so. We are coming to a close on our Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita. And I want to thank you so much for being with me here today. Please feel free to share with me at kim@kimravita.com any ahas or thoughts that you have. And again, if you would like to have that blank life wheel with the categories so that you can fill in those that are more specific to you, please send me an email. My Facebook page is Kim Ravita Coaching, and Twitter is @KimRavita. I wish you a very happy holiday, happy and healthy, holiday season, and may 2015 be an amazing year for you. Thank you so much. This is Kim Ravita for Blog Talk Radio Life Coach Radio Network saying goodbye.